Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Hey there, listener. Welcome back to the show. Today's deep dive, it's a little different.
Oh.
Yeah, we're diving into the world of nightmare neighbors.
Sounds a little spooky.
A little bit, yeah. So we're looking at this letter that was sent into a podcast called Nightmare Neighbors. And it's basically a show where people share their crazy neighbor stories.
Right.
And this one in particular, we can't verify if everything in it is true.
Sure.
But it's just such a wild ride, and there's so much to unpack here.
I see.
Psychologically speaking.
Okay.
I mean, you've got escalating noise complaints.
Oh, those are the worst.
Right. And then there's this neighbor, Greg. He seems a little, I don't know.
A little off.
Yeah. Possibly obsessive. And there's this twist at the end.
Okay, I'm intrigued now.
You ready to dive in?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay, so the letter starts out, pretty normal.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like, just a regular annoying neighbor.
Like someone who's always mowing their lawn at...
like 7 in the morning?
Yeah, bright and early.
Right, exactly. But in this case, it's all about yard work.
Oh.
And it quickly escalates.
So what kind of yard work are we talking about?
Well, at first, it's just like regular stuff, mowing the lawn, raking leaves.
Okay, normal.
Yeah, normal stuff. But then it becomes like constant.
Oh, no.
And the letter writer, they really emphasize the power washer.
Oh, the power washer.
Yeah. Like, it seems like this Greg guy is obsessed with his power washer.
Okay.
Spending hours out there cleaning the same sections of concrete, like, over and over again.
Wow. I mean, how clean can concrete get?
Right. And they even quote him as saying, concrete needs upkeep.
Hmm. Well, he's not wrong.
I know, but it's the intensity of it all,
Yeah.
Like, it's just constant noise and this hyper-focus on cleanliness.
It's definitely a bit much. I mean, everyone likes a clean driveway, but...
Right. But this seems a little, maybe a bit compulsive.
Possibly.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder what's going on beneath the surface.
Like, psychologically.
Yeah. Could this just be a neat freak? Or is there something more to it?
Well, that's where it gets interesting. Because the letter writer also mentions another quote from this, Greg.
Okay.
And he says, you don't know the half of it, pal. This place would fall apart if I didn't keep it spotless.
Whoa. That's a little unsettling.
Right. It's not just about cleanliness anymore.
Yeah. It sounds like he's almost afraid of something.
Exactly. Like if he stops cleaning, something bad will happen.
So maybe the power washer is his way of like controlling his environment, preventing some kind of disaster.
It really makes you think, right? Like what's driving this behavior?
Yeah, it's definitely not just a simple need for a tidy lawn.
Okay, so we've got this neighbor who's possibly obsessive, maybe even a little delusional.
Right.
And he's terrorizing the neighborhood with his power washer.
Well, I wouldn't say terrorizing, but definitely annoying.
Yeah, annoying for sure. But how does the letter writer respond to all of this? At first, they try to deal with it passively.
Yeah, that's usually the first line of defense, right?
Yeah, like hoping it will just go away.
Exactly. Avoid confrontation.
Yeah. So they try wearing headphones.
Mm-hmm.
They keep their windows closed, even on nice days.
Oh, that's tough.
Right. Woo. But it's just this constant drone.
I can only imagine.
It's like a soundtrack to their life.
A very unpleasant one.
Yeah. But eventually, it gets to be too much.
Understandably.
And they shift from passive coping to active retaliation.
Ooh, retaliation. What do they do?
Oh, you start blasting opera music.
Oh, wow. Fighting fire with fire.
Exactly. It's like, if you're going to make noise, I'm going to make noise too.
I can see how it would escalate things.
And that's where things start to get really interesting from a psychological perspective. You see, this kind of behavior, it's called mirroring.
Mirroring.
Yeah. It's when we unconsciously mimic the behavior that's causing us stress.
Oh, so it's not like they're doing it intentionally.
Not necessarily. It's more of a subconscious reaction.
So they're not thinking, I'm going to be as annoying as Greg.
Right. It's more like their frustration is boiling over and they're instinctively reacting in a way that mirrors his behavior.
Interesting. So is mirroring like a healthy coping mechanism or is it just making things worse?
Well, in this case, it doesn't seem to be helping.
Right.
Because now you have both neighbors locked in this negative feedback loop.
Like a noisy tennis match.
Exactly. One person makes noise, the other person makes more noise.
And it just keeps escalating.
Right. And this is where things take a very unexpected turn.
Because the letter writer eventually learns that Greg has been dead for 2 years.
Wait, what? Dead?
Yeah. A new homeowner moves in and the letter writer, they're just describing Greg and the power washing and everything. And the new homeowner's like, whoa, Greg, there's no Greg here.
No way. So are we saying like the letter writer was just imagining all of it?
It's a possibility. I mean, stress and lack of sleep can do strange things to the mind.
I guess so. But all the details, the quotes, the description of the power washer, it seems so real.
I know. It's a lot to be a hallucination. But maybe it's a case of projection.
Projection.
Yeah. Like maybe the letter writer was projecting their own need for control.
Okay.
Onto this imaginary figure, this Greg character.
So maybe it wasn't really about the noise at all.
Possibly. Maybe it was about something else entirely. Something going on inside the letter writer's own mind.
Like their own anxieties.
Like exactly. The power washer, the constant cleaning. It could all be symbolic.
Of what?
Of their internal struggle, their need to control their environment to create order out of chaos.
Wow. So even if Greg wasn't real, the letter writer was still experiencing something very real.
Absolutely. Their emotional and psychological response, that was all very real.
Okay, but what about the new homeowner? Could they be lying?
Maybe, but why? What would they have to gain from lying about this?
I don't know. Maybe they wanted to avoid getting involved or protect the reputation of the previous owner, Greg?
It's possible, but there's also that detail about the faded spot on the driveway.
Right. The one that looked like it could have been caused by a power washer.
Yeah. If Greg wasn't real, how do we explain that?
I mean, some people might say it's ghosts, right? Like some kind of residual haunting.
A ghostly power washer. It's an interesting theory.
What do you think? Do you believe in ghosts?
Well, I tend to look for more scientific explanations.
Yeah.
But I have to admit, that faded spot, it's a bit eerie.
It's like, what if we can't even trust our own senses?
Right. What if the things we think are real are just figments of our imagination?
Okay, so maybe let's set aside the ghost theory for now.
Okay.
And focus on the psychological aspects of this.
Sure.
Even if Greg wasn't real, the letter writer clearly went through something pretty intense.
Absolutely. Their perception of reality was distorted.
By their own anxieties.
Potentially. It's a reminder that our minds can play tricks on us.
And that even seemingly ordinary things like neighborhood noise can become really magnified.
Yeah. Especially when we're already feeling stressed or vulnerable.
So what can we learn from this?
Yeah.
How do we prevent ourselves from spiraling like the letter writer?
I think it comes down to, well, self-awareness.
Okay.
Recognizing that our perceptions aren't always accurate.
So like being aware of our own biases and stuff.
Exactly. And being willing to question our own assumptions.
Especially when it comes to our neighbors.
Yeah. I mean, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
How often do we jump to conclusions about the people who live next door?
All the time, probably.
Right. We see them doing something we don't like, and we automatically assume the worst.
Like they're doing it on purpose to annoy us.
Exactly.
Instead of thinking, maybe there's a reason they're doing that.
Right. Maybe they're just having a bad day.
Or maybe they don't even realize they're bothering us.
It's so easy to get caught up in our own little world.
And forget that other people have their own lives and their own stuff going on.
Exactly. So how do we like break out of that?
Well, I think communication is key.
Yeah.
Like, instead of letting those negative thoughts fester, just try talking to your neighbor.
It's amazing what a little conversation can do.
Right. Like, maybe they don't even realize their music is too loud.
Or that their dog barks all night.
And if you approach it with empathy.
Yeah.
And a willingness to understand their perspective.
You might be surprised at how easily things can be resolved.
So, I guess the takeaway here is,
don't let a little noise turn into a Greg situation.
Right. Talk to your neighbors. Be empathetic. And try to see things from their point of view.
It might just save you a lot of stress and anxiety.
And who knows, you might even make a new friend.
Exactly. Sometimes those nightmare neighbors can turn out to be pretty great people.
Well, listener, that's our deep dive for today.
Thanks for joining us.
We hope you enjoyed this little exploration into the world of nightmare neighbors.
And that you learned a thing or two about perception, anxiety, and the power of communication.
Remember, sometimes the monsters we fear are just figments of our own imagination.
And a little empathy can go a long way.
Until next time, happy deep diving.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.